When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello and welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jock.
I'm Cindy.
How's it going, Cindy?
Well, how about you?
I'm doing great. Great. We had another episode of The Amazing Race.
We did.
Gently down the stream.
Row, row.
Row, row, row. Row, row.
I was singing that today to the grandkids.
Yes, you were. We're still in Corsica, France.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful place. I want to go there now. Well, I think we talked about it last week.
Yeah, but absolutely.
I want to go. So we have group one departing at 8 a.m. It's two teams. It's
yes.
Raquel and Kayla and Ken and Penn.
Right.
Kim and Penn.
You can't say that, can you?
I just can't. They need to change
it. I forgot that, though. I don't know what I was thinking when we watched it today, because we didn't watch it last night. I was like, wait, oh, that's right. For some reason, I totally forgot that they were first and second. I don't know. I thought it was them and the guys.
Ryan and,
and
Dusty. No, Dustin. Remember they struggled.
I know. I don't know why I thought that. I was like, oh.
No, because you're old.
Well, thank you for sharing.
They have to drive an hour and a half to their next destination.
That's a long drive, if you think about it.
And Raquel and Kayla are kind of becoming... What's the word I'm looking for? They're tagging along. They're sticking with the teams that are
well,
good.
They're smart.
That is smart. That is smart until, you know, well, until... What happens when the smart teams realize and go, or the good teams realize and go, okay, we need to dust them?
Well, I think on this one, they're all going, from me personally, this season, I think it's so different.
Yeah.
Like, they're not really spread out that much, number one. Number two, I miss the getting a cab and messing up. I miss
getting to the airport.
Getting to the airport and those kind of things. It's been hard for me
some
to
of the
follow
strategies,
along this year.
And I understand, again, we understand why. Don't,
yeah, absolutely.
Don't write in and say, we know why they're doing it
right.
This way.
Right.
But I know a couple people are watching it for the first time and they don't like it.
Right.
And I said, well, I go, you can't judge it by this season.
Yeah, and that disappoints because, you know, one thing I think it's one thing that we stuck to, you and I kind of fell out of Survivor. But Amazing Race, we didn't start it from the beginning watching it, you and I.
No.
Was it your mom that told us to watch
yeah,
it?
Yeah, she kept bugging us to
yeah,
watch
but,
it.
Yeah, so we finally were like, oh my gosh!
I said, how are we going to keep her quiet?
And so we started watching it. So I feel bad for some of the ones who decide, oh, I'm going to watch this for the first time because this is not a normal, well, the whole world's not a normal situation anymore. But it's just not normal. So with me, it doesn't seem, a couple things that don't seem to bother me. It bothers me that's not the way I like to see it. But one, it doesn't concern me that they're doing the same. Like, what are they going to do? It's an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
So they have to drive themselves. So, of course, they're going to follow each other. They're leaving at the same time.
And it's also,
that would be illogical not to do
it's
that.
It's also a straight line, wasn't it?
True. But it would be illogical for them not... they're going a different... There's no way to go... Like, in the past, they had different options to go different directions.
But what I'm saying is they got to their car first, and they said, let's wait for Kim and Penn. Let's follow them.
Why would they get there first? Because...
They had to run. Remember, the two groups, they had to run. So they did get to the car first, but they decide... And again, it's good strategy. I've always said that as long as you're in the top, you don't have to worry. You know, you want to follow the team so you don't get lost.
But nice cars, by the way.
Yeah, I did like
that. That would be nice to like drive through France in a convertible. Hello.
Yeah. Penn speaks French.
I know, from high school. How does he remember that from high school?
Well, he probably studied a lot. I mean, he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he is a smart guy. I just find that fascinating because I took Spanish in 9th and 10th grade. I don't remember anything.
I know words in Spanish. I only took it in 6th grade.
You really?
Yeah.
Well, you're smart.
Well,
you just didn't apply yourself.
Yeah. Oui, oui.
Whatever. We did take some French. We do know a couple French
words.
We
do.
We do. Yes. We won't trust him out today,
Kumsi,
though.
Group two leaves 15 minutes later. No penalty for... Well, actually, there was no penalty. Raquel and Kayla find the parking space first.
Well...
spot first.
Yeah, and I think Penn and Kim were upset, but again... What do you do? Do you honk and sway?
They were upset that they didn't wait for him at the thing. But to be honest, who knows if Kim and Penn just keep... I mean, they're too smart for it, but who knows they just keep driving and driving and driving and driving.
I can understand it if... To me, it wouldn't bother me as... Again, of course, I'm sitting in my couch and looking from the outside in. But they were behind them. So it would make sense that the first person, maybe they missed it, the second person saw it. Now, if it was you and I, and we were following them, we probably would call them up, but they can't do that. So we'd say, oh, hey, just wanted to know you passed it. We already turned in here. So, anyway.
But you can't call them.
I didn't think it was something to be that upset about.
Okay. Well, you're a little easygoing. Raquel, and they...
They realize that they turned around, so
they run up there and they're thinking, okay, we got to eat some cheese. You know, we got to eat some cheese. So they're thinking, well, what's the big deal? We'll eat some cheese. It's maggot cheese. I mean, I didn't even know that was a thing.
And the thing that they kept saying, all was it five of them, six of them, also the same thing that it was horrible taste
was
and
10
dry.
Of them, actually,
huh?
10 altogether.
Well, I know, but all the groups.
Okay,
five teams. Also the same thing. It was dry, and it just didn't taste good. And I never thought cheese tasted like... Well, I guess there are some.
There are cheeses.
I don't like blue cheese. Yeah.
There are cheeses out there people don't like.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I'm like going, man.
They all did pretty good, though.
Yeah, except Penn was...
I know. Because Kim kept talking about the worms. If you had to be able to say, oh my God, shut up.
But what I thought would be easier, eat the cheese first and then the bread. Because you can swallow the cheese.
But you can't
just swallow a big hunk of bread. You can choke on it. Right. So I was like, I would just shove the cheese in my mouth, swallow it, and be done with it.
You'd be like a grandson that shoves the whole food.
Exactly, he does. But the maggot cheese, I'm like, people eat that. That's something they eat.
But isn't that bad to have maggots in your stomach?
I guess it has protein. I don't know.
Okay.
I if you have a bad stomach like me, they're not going to be in there that long.
True. So.
Like Lulu or Lala.
Exactly.
So the detour is...
Oh, but then you see the maggots in your poop.
Well, I'm not looking at my poop.
Do you want to see if they're still in there?
No, not really.
I would love to see.
It's bad enough looking at the maggot cheese. I don't even look at the maggot
poop. I want to see it. I wonder if it went all the way through. I want to see it.
And anyone who's still listening to us.
I'm curious.
The detour is row, row, row your boat. You have to find... You go in a glass kayak.
Yes.
And you got to find 10 matching fish.
That you choose the fish that
you're
going to pick.
You choose the fish you're going to pick.
Right.
You got to get 10 of them to complete the detour. And then it's gently down the stream, a 15-minute cruise. You got to find 10... You see 10 fish. And when you get back to the... You have to... Pick the
lineup
in order to give it to the guy.
In the order that they received.
The guy in the diver's suit who didn't look like he was happy in the diver's suit.
No.
He must have been in there forever. Right?
No,
And the helmet didn't even fit.
I know. I'm sure in between he took the hat off. Or helmet off, sorry.
The hat off. Anyway, which one would you have chosen?
Oh, I would have done the ship. I would have done I would have done
the rowing because I'm terrible at memorizing. Unless I could...
But I'm good at memorizing and I could have helped you.
But unless I paired with another team, I think it'd be. I think pairing was the best thing to do it. I did right here that Penn is gagging.
Yeah, because Kim kept talking.
And Raquel and Kayla wait for Kim and Penn, and they both choose to go gently down. So they did wait for him, and Penn likes him again.
Yes, everything.
Now,
good.
Did they wait for him because
they
felt guilty,
the directions,
or they wanted? Oh. But they led the way, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They did lead the way because I
really feel, and maybe everybody that saw it, and I think we're all going to see it differently. But my opinion, I really felt that it wasn't any. There was no malice. I think they kept going. They saw it next, and then just went. I don't think anything was that there was any malice in that.
No,
at all.
It is a race.
Yeah, but I don't think it was anything negative.
Yeah, let's see. All but three teams reached the destination. The other three teams, group two. Ryan has a great attitude.
Yeah, he does.
He has a fantastic attitude. For a guy that spent 10 years in prison who was innocent.
Right.
I mean,
I want to research and read more about him and his background. I want to know.
He's got such a great attitude. I mean, I don't know if
you get your freedom taken away from you and you get it back, I'm sure you would have a great attitude.
I'd probably be bitter.
Really?
I'd probably be, I mean, I 10 years of my life taken away for something I didn't do.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I don't know. But he has a fantastic edge. He liked it. He goes, it was just like prison food. Yeah. Only a better view.
Yeah.
So I was like going, God, what a great attitude.
Yeah.
Raquel and Kayla, Penn and Kim are working together, and they're doing the it's like a submarine boat
right.
type thing. Murky water, though.
Very murky water.
And they kept saying the first fish was purple.
I thought it was pink.
I kept saying pink, but everyone said it was purple. So
really? I thought it was pink with purple spots.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, but I don't know. What do I know?
And the mac and cheese guy was having a good time
watching them all eat
the cheese. He thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yes, he did.
I don't know. I don't know how you could eat. If I go there,
yes,
I'm not eating that cheese.
Okay, you got it, because I'm right with you.
I don't care. I don't care if they say, hey, you want to taste something really good? We got some maggot cheese here. No, just I'm out. So we have group two all arrived together.
That's the last three, right?
Yeah, last three. They all arrived together. So there's, like you were saying, there's no separation. No. There's not much drama right. there because right. they're all
together.
All together. Ryan and Dusty choose row, row, row your boat.
I think that was a good choice for them.
Yeah.
When they have to do any kind of physical challenge, they always do much better with it. You know?
Yeah.
And I agree. And they said, our memories are not good, so we won't remember. No. So,
like I said, I'm right there. I would be, what was that fish? You know, maybe I did the thing like 10 times.
But you're doing it with me. We have to figure out what would be best for the team, not just you.
The team. And at this time, we're going to take a commercial break. But again, I would go with what. I'd go with it, whatever you said.
It would, right, whatever, I know you would, because you're a team player.
Yeah. Arun and Natalia, Lulu and Lala, they're working together, which is smart.
We're smart.
But
they didn't work together in a smart way. They were all like when Kim and Penn
and Raquel and Kayla. They had a great plan.
They put someone, one person in charge. You know, he even said, don't talk, let me just do it. And they were just, they went in there, what did they do, both those two groups?
And even when they were coming up, they were still going walking to the thing. They were still, you know, going.
I think it's okay if you're going to work together, but you have to have a strategy. They don't even have a plan or a strategy or nothing. They just go in and just like, okay, we'll work together. Okay, well, how are we working? How are we going to work together?
Right. And, but it just, you know, it is what it is. Group one, who we were just talking about, they passed on their first try.
Oh, yeah, easily.
They aced it.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to have any problems.
No. But Aru and Natalia, Lulu and Lala, they didn't catch the boat, so they had to wait 15 minutes.
Right.
That's another factor we don't think it. Because if you got that's why the kayak, it's basically up to you. You know, if you can't row the kayak or if you screw up there, it's on you. But if you have to wait for the boat, and the boat just takes off, it's every 15 minutes.
Right.
It's that's how it is in France. Their train system is fantastic.
Yes, it is. It was the greatest.
If it says 7:04, you better
it's
be
there
on
7:04.
You better be on that train because it's leaving without you.
Yeah, it was never late when we were on it.
And when you're in a race and you're at the bottom, of course they were saying, okay, the boys are still there.
Right.
But
you know what I noticed with the kayaking. It wasn't a difficult, like, it wasn't like the one when they had a kayak all the way to the last leg of the race. This one, it was like a small little area, and they were just kind of going to each buoy, whatever they're called.
Those aren't two buoys. No, but I think they were all lined up, like you're saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you go to, like there's 30 of them.
Right, and then so there wasn't like a lot of, like, where... You know, we've seen it before where they've gone out more and done more.
Well, in the past, there's like 30 or 40, right. And you got to find your 10.
It just seems like everything's, like, again, I understand, so no one yell at me. I understand where it was a pandemic. I know they're just trying to get this accomplished. I understand all those things. But I just feel like everything just seems to be, like not supersized. Like, it's small. Everything's in little things. Like,
well, I think they're spending so much money on the travel. I think that's why they stayed on the island again.
No.
Because you know the traveling is risky.
Right. But
it's expensive.
A lot of money they're making on commercials and stuff. That can't be.
It's an expensive. You think they got to go into every city? They got to get permits. They got to get.
I still don't understand.
They got to set it up. I mean, there's you can't just go into a city and say okay, you know, especially a foreign city, and go, and we're gonna take over this
right
this lake, or we're going to take over this river.
I was reading, to change the subject real quick, but I was reading today Wheel of Fortune that they've had like three people in a row win $100,000 on the question at the end, and it's very rare, and that they're just like so shocked by it, and they just, you know, like the amount of money they've all won. And I'm thinking, while I'm reading this, I'm like, why is everybody all panicking? The show's been on forever. They've got to make money.
The show was on when I was a kid.
I know.
And
so
I'm old.
So I'm going back to this. They have a budget. They know what they're making.
But
it's not the first time. Don't they have any money in their savings?
I think they're doing for it's a business, and they're trying to keep the cost down as much as they can. Okay. I'm on their side, but but again, it's kind of frustrating.
I am pro business, so I don't want people to think I'm not. But I just don't understand it.
Ryan and Dusty are taking on water. They haven't sank yet, but they're taking on water. But once they got their eighth fish, down they went. It was a Titanic.
I want you to know, I was panicking for them. Because when they turned that boat over themselves...
They looked like the Cone of Silence from Get Smart.
Yes, but
no one knows what that is.
I was like, oh my gosh, they're not going to be able to breathe.
Now, do you think if it would have been any other team, they wouldn't have been able to get the water out of the boat?
No, they wouldn't.
Or flip the boat over, because they're both, you know...
Yeah, physical.
Physical, so...
I don't know, it freaks me out for them. I know they were fine, but it freaks me out a bit.
But they were able to eventually figure out, hey, we got to put it flat and then flip it over.
Yep.
And they were stressed out a little bit, but they didn't panic like they did last week.
So correct.
They kept it in check. Next up is who's feeling knotted up? Who's feeling naughty?
Naughty. Ooh, where's your gutter? Where's your gutter?
There's a hole in my fishnet stocking. Let's see, but they have to fix a hole in the net. And first I'm thinking, okay, this doesn't seem like it'd be that hard. But then when the guy was giving the example, I'm like going...
It looked like he was, like, when he brought it through, he then had each one was like a knot or something to make it stay on there tighter, you know?
Yeah. And then it seemed like, that would have been, I couldn't have done it because I don't have the patience.
It wasn't that big of a hole.
It wasn't that big a hole, but like I said, everyone was struggling at first, and you know how I get when something doesn't work right. I'm like,
no, you're so easygoing.
Where's the duct tape?
You don't even get upset. You don't raise your voice. You don't even swear.
But you can see here where Kayla and Penn are working together.
Yeah.
They're discussing each thing, talking to each other. I mean, they're racing against each other. Right. But they got such a big, that's smart because you know that you have a big lead over the three teams.
Correct.
They're not even there yet.
Right.
So at this point, sure, you want to finish in first place. But you don't want to finish in last, right? So it's good to work together on that one. Ryan and Dusty complete the challenge, so they're on their way to...
And now they're third, because they were like fourth, right?
I think so. No, they were always third.
Were they always third?
Yeah. Lulu and Lala, Arun and Natalia fail on their first attempt. They come up with a better plan, as we talked about. It's like going... You could tell you could tell the whole time they weren't going to pass.
No.
Because you're like going, they're going back and forth, back and forth to each side, and it's like, all right, like you said, they go, you do two, you do two, four.
The top two teams that went off first, they came up with a plan before they went on the boat. This is what we're going to do. Okay, that's what you do.
And as they're trying to fix the net, Ryan and Dusty show up. Ryan will fix the net. That was a good, smart choice because he's far more patient than Dusty.
Yes, he is.
As we saw last week.
Yes.
Lulu and Lala, Aron and Natalia complete it on the second try. Yes, so now it's a battle for who's going to finish in last. Penn completes it. He does a dance.
Yes. I love the part, though, when he said, I wear these nerd glasses to balance out the whole thing when the guys take off their shirts.
Oh, I forgot to mention, Penn turns into Mr. Magoo.
Yes.
He looked like Mr. Magoo.
Oh, he's better looking than Mr. Magoo.
I know, but it's nerd Charlie. let's see. So they complete it, and the part where they have to go to the pit stop, the white limestone cliffs 200 feet above, those were cool.
Oh, yes, they were.
I said, oh, my God, that's cool. Let's see. Kayla completes the challenge, so now it's a battle to see who's going to... And they did a good job editing it.
Yes, they did.
Because you couldn't tell...
Yeah, you couldn't. I thought they were coming in almost at the same time.
And they were pretty close.
Yes.
Considering the Penn finished further ahead than Kayla.
Yeah.
But... even Kim said she's not. They're faster than she is.
Right.
So I think that's why they tightened it up. Let's see. They need to find Napoleon.
Yes. Napoleon guides them to the next direction.
And he just points.
Yes, he does.
He goes, I'm a loser. Let's see. Kim and Penn are team number one. And they're going to Turkey.
Yeah.
Now, I got to be honest with you. I'm sure Turkey's a great place, and the, you know, the, what they were showing, I go, well, that's pretty amazing. But ever since I've watched Midnight Express,
I know
I couldn't go.
I know you can't.
I'd be sweating in the airport.
You're not even a drug smuggler.
No, but I couldn't do it. Kayla and Raquel are team number two.
And they, I was excited for them.
Yeah, they're, it's good. They
poor guy. I mean, they're living with their parents now because they lost their job for a year.
Because of COVID, yeah. They're flight attendants.
Yep.
Let's see. Natalia and Arun reached the challenge ahead of Lulu and Lala.
Yeah,
they were following each other.
Yeah, and then they were...
They got off the road and right, they actually made a smart decision.
Yes, so, which is like a shock.
Keep going.
Yes.
Keep going. I'm like going... At this point, I go, oh, wait, they're going to get lost because they always get lost.
Right. That's what I thought, too. But they didn't.
They
good
did.
Job.
Ryan failed on the first attempt, but he completes it.
On the second attempt, he goes, oh, I see what I'm doing. He's very calm.
Very calm.
They are team number three. And then Lulu and Lala complete the challenge ahead of Aron and Natalia. And now it's and then she finally but she was smart. She goes, okay, I'm not gonna stress out. I know I'm in last place,
right?
But I'm gonna finish this,
right?
And so now the race is on, and you can't really tell again
how far away
they are. It was close.
Yes, it was.
It was very close. The race is on. Lulu and Lala are team number four, and they beat Aron and Natalia. But.
I know.
It's a non-elimination.
Okay, here I know you're upset about that, but here's my thing about it. You know, just looking at them, you know, she's married now. This is what another. I'm excited for them because another opportunity for them to be together as a father and daughter thing. You know, come have some of those kind of those days back with your children. Your adult children is very rare. You know, they have families of their own, and so they moved on with their life. You know, that cat in the cradle kind of song.
Cat in the cradle.
So I'm excited for them for that. But I understand what you're saying. They got, you know, and they said, you know, we have nine lives.
Yeah. No, I get it, but it's just like I go, oh, come on. I mean, what happens if they end up winning? Are you okay with it?
Yes.
Really?
They didn't cheat?
No, they didn't cheat.
Okay, I mean, then fine.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean...
But it's funny. It would be different if I mixed emotions on it because I liked them. Like you said, the father and daughter.
Right.
It's probably their last
hurrah
right. together.
Yeah, there's just the two of them.
Because
right.
eventually, you know...
She's married
have,
now.
She might
knows.
Have kids.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I'm not... I don't know if she wants kids, but probably... And then, you know, so it is the last hurrah of just father-daughter.
Right.
But, God, I was like going, another non-elimination round? I go, geez, they were eliminated once. They've been saved twice. Yeah. I think there should be a rule going forward that you can only be saved once.
Why?
I just feel that
they
way.
They didn't make the rules, so what does it matter?
I'm saying there should be rules against it.
Okay.
I'm just saying. But that was the Amazing Race. I understand why they're not doing the continuation because... You right. know, of COVID and everything going on. But I was like, when I got to the end, I go,
I knew it bothered you. I knew it was going to bother you.
But
but me personally, I was like, oh, good for them. They get to still be together.
And Lulu and Lala seemed happy for them. So,
yeah. What I like about all, there's five teams, right?
Right.
Yeah. What I like about all of them, there's no
bickering,
cutthroat, or meanness. They're, you know, no. If there is, maybe they do it in their hotel room. They have all acted like they've been there before. You know how I always said, like, you know, that one time you were acting like a little baby on the plane?
Yeah.
And so I always, you know, I hate when, you know, or when I used to teach skating and my kid who got second place was crying because she didn't get first. And I was like, okay, give me the medal because I'm going to give it to the girl who's last. But anyway, you know, you be good sportsmanship. I just don't like poor sportsmanship. I know it's difficult in the moment to not have that, but you have to learn. You have to lose graciously as well as when you win, and that's just how life is. Life is hard.
Right now, I couldn't tell you who's going to. I mean, Kim and Penn are pretty calm and pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty. I mean, I'm sure that because they never relinquished their lead.
No.
I mean, it was obviously the group one had that 15-minute head start, and working together helped both teams.
Right.
But I think what if Ryan and and Dusty were there. If, say, they were in group one, would they have finished first?
Oh.
Or would it have been tighter?
Right.
But Lulu and Lala, who I had like 2 weeks ago, I thought, okay, they got a good chance. They've kind of struggled the last...
Yeah, they had. Because when they came back, they really came back much better than they did the first half when they first played. So I was like, I thought the same thing as
but
you
right
did.
Now, I just don't see Aru and Natalia winning.
No.
But
who knows?
Who knows? I mean, it just... Who knows? But
right.
they have a great... It's funny, he was...
He was trying to be her dad, like saying, "No, we gotta need her."
And he's like, "Oh, we're good.
Okay, she's all positive."
He's like, "Oh, All right.
It was funny.
I don't want to come off looking like the jerk.
No, I don't think I think no, he was I just trying to be a dad and say, you know, no.
No, yes. we got to do better.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all we got.
Yeah, we're going to thank our summer listeners.
Yes, we're going to thank our, if you want to become a patron, go to jayandjack.com. Click on the part that says be a patron, and you can help us out that way. But at this time, we're going to thank Maggie the Magnificent, Tack from Paris, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, Eckhart Richter, and Joanne with the plan. That's all we got. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, where I'm assuming someone is going to be eliminated. And the week after, I would think it has to be
the final.
The finale.
Well, because Survivor starts coming back March 5th or something, right?
March 8th.
Or 9th. Okay.
But who knows? I could be wrong. There could be 10 more non-elimination rounds. But that's all we got. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Have a good day. Or a good week.
Brown nose.